This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We should engage the audience sometime. Just take an hour of the show one day and kind of get some suggestions on bumper music, because you don't know this if you're listening to this program. Hi, by the way. Glad to have you back on the program. Scott Hannon here, Todd the Radio God Mitchell,
hello.
Manny, Matt, the whole crew. We're in a go today for you. But during the commercial breaks, Manny and Todd, mostly led by Todd, but occasionally, the peanut gallery weighs in with the yours truly and others. It's mainly a Todd thing. They're trying out different bumper music on the program. Playing what you were just...
This is the first one I've seen that much of a reaction from you on. Usually Manny and I are like, whoa, man, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And you're like kind of there. But for some reason today, I mean, you just are so wound up with this one.
Because I love
November 30th, 1969.
What's not to love about the Muppets?
Well, exactly.
Can I have a little volume, please?
Should we start What's on Your Mind every day with this from tomorrow?
I think we should.
Well, by the way, if you want to see the video, pop it on my Facebook page, because it's as cute as the music is, and the vocals are, you really actually have to see the whole video thing.
So I did. I saw the whole video.
Okay, I'll share it over the video. What's in your mind on Facebook, too.
I'm going to warn everybody that goes to see the video, if you're waiting for something to happen, like, well, when is it actually going to happen? It doesn't ever happen.
Well, the whole thing is happening. The guy is frustrated because he's trying to be himself and conform within... You know, the other two. More proof you have to actually see.
Put that down on the rainy day list. So we're going to do a show where we ask you for your favorite bumper stuff. Bumper suggestions.
So good luck getting through the rest of the day without this in your head now.
Different themes there. It's okay. Crank it up so we can get it in there really good. Translate this. I mean, what do you think the actual lyrics
translate
for this song says? You know.
A-mama-na.
Write that down into a lyric, you know what I mean?
I have to admit, I don't know what the name of it is.
How can it have a name? What would it be?
It actually sounds like someone who has the habit of leaving a lot of voicemail messages.
I heard in an elevator.
That's most of my voicemail messages are that. You know, I leave the longest messages, then I get to the end.
I just left that person a
3-minute message. You know, like, what was I thinking? You know, it'd be a lot easier to say, it's Todd, Scott, give me a ring. I'll talk to you about that thing.
Cold Stone Steve Austin entrance music, texter says.
Okay. There you go. Keep the text coming. We'll take the suggestions for bumper music via text anytime. How about that? We don't have to just do a specific show on it. You can just bring them on. It's 701-226-8503. I love that. Incidentally,
I'm in favor of the Stone Cold Steve Austin music, by the way. I'm totally in favor.
Are you okay there?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get to the substantive stuff here. We've got a couple of...
Please tell me we have more than that going on today.
Yeah. By the way, one last unimportant thing. What was the name of the two guys that were up in the box commenting on everything happening down below?
You know, I love those
in
guys.
The Muppets. Do you know their names? Do we know their names? Do they have names? Maybe they don't have names. I don't know.
They have names. Statler and Waldorf. I couldn't think of the other one. It was Statler was the other one.
Statler. Because Statler would always say, Waldorf! That's how we know his name. Yeah. Because he'd actually use his name. They were hilarious.
There is a Disneyland
or Disney World, I forget which, maybe both. They have like a Muppet deal you can go to, and it's really good. Really good. They do different things, and they're
you know, lots of antics in the theater that are fun to
take. That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
That could be a daily critique for our show right there. The longer you listen, the worse it gets. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program we call What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. They got a nice little event coming up on Monday. They're doing a landowner and community session and a county commissioner and a local leadership session that are happening that I think will be great. Series of informational sessions regarding private property rights, the relationship between county, state, and federal authority, and the control held at the local level. So they're doing it in those two sessions. Montreal County South Complex in Stanley, which is a great facility for it. And so it should be great. Good stuff. And we're going to have to get Troy on to talk a little bit about that. Well, it's Monday. I guess we're going to have to add that to Monday. Well, it's Monday during the show. Maybe tomorrow. Put that in. We've got a lot going on. But anyway, bringing in a couple of experts on the issue. So, Frank Fallon, Karen Butt Fallon, on Monday. Find out more about, I guess you need to RSVP for it too. So you better check out the website, quick like, nwlandowners.org. NWLandowners.com, sorry. NWLandowners.com. And if you are a landowner in North Dakota, join the Northwest Landowners Association. The cost is small, the benefit is huge. Big event Monday. Take it in. Okay, next hour on the program, Tom Fryer will be here from the North Dakota Family Alliance. We're going to talk about a couple of folks that will be keynoting their events coming up. The Benham Brothers. Have you heard of the Benham Brothers? They're kind of a big deal, as I was telling Phil Parker earlier. Yeah. So you want to take these guys in if you can. I mean, they have a great baseball career. They now have a hugely successful real estate business, and they're a neat story. They really are. So we're going to tell you a little bit about that coming up. I'm anxious to cover Donald Trump in a fair bit of trouble with some controversial comments on, all right, if we agree, abortion should not be legal. What happens when a woman has an abortion under a America in which abortion is illegal? He basically got caught in a trap set by Chris Matthews at MSNBC. And so I don't, you know, I'm not in meltdown mode over his, he said this, and then he said this, and then he had to put out a statement and everything else, because it's Chris Matthews with an agenda. Chris Matthews has an agenda, and the agenda here is, let's see if we can do some damage to Donald Trump, try and spike his negatives with women, but I will say this, that would be critical of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, you know what's coming. Either don't do the interview with CNBC, MSNBC, or whatever alphabet suit network they are. Or if you do it, and I actually think it's fine to do it, just know it's coming. Know it's coming. And be prepared for it. And this is where Donald Trump, I don't believe, is as prepared as he should be. Donald Trump has gained a lot of fame and fortune in this race and support by recognizing the electorate, us, the voters, are ticked, we're mad. And rather than say, here's what I'm for, what do you think? Okay, let's go and let's do it. He just sort of says a little bit and has people go, yes, thank you, because of how he's saying it. Donald Trump is not popular, in my mind, because of what he's saying, but rather how he's saying it. And that's okay. All of the political world could better understand that. But there comes a point when you have to pivot from, okay, how I'm saying it to what I'm saying and really being serious about this. And this has been the one area I have been critical of Donald Trump for some time. Get serious about this. Put some meat on the bones. And the only argument against that is, well, as soon as you do that, they pick that apart. True. Welcome to the big leagues. If you're really good at hitting a baseball, every pitcher in the league starts saying, well, gosh, here's what he does. I'm going to start doing this a little different. That's the game. And that's the disappointing part. And so he's a victim of, I think, that sort of flippant kind of approach to all this with this. But the actual, what he said, you know, I don't share the disdain that some have about him. We'll talk about that with Tom Fryer because that's his world. That's his view. We're going to talk actually to Tom a little bit about, you know, the governor's race as well and the candidates. So looking forward to social issues being discussed there with a pro. Some other issues when we come back. And your call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Ask, you shall receive. Jeff called and said, "Hey, how about Thunderstruck?" He wanted to start the show. I'm kind of partial to the way we start the show because, in our own little way, we're trying to create a conversation here with the genius of North Dakota to change the world. Think of the rest of the world to be more like North Dakota. Things would be a lot better in this world. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of there's a little thought to how we start the show, but nonetheless, this makes me think of a lot of hockey games over the years. And so I'm okay with that as well. Speaking of hockey, we'll be live in Tampa, Florida for What's on Your Mind. Our special Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studios. We're in the process of setting up right smack dab in the middle of all the fun in Tampa. Oh, baby. And we also have this really neat deal where we give our sponsors a chance to select a player from each of the national championship teams of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux to bring to you. So we're going to be chatting with some players from the past. That sound like fun or what?
So we decided it's a legacy game, right? Because it's an old WCHA matchup. So,
well, President Ed Schaefer is going to join us on the program, and I'm going to try and get some sort of declaration so we have that in writing. So when the Suits call Utah, say, would you tell Ron Heron to stop saying Sioux? Because we are, after all, the official voice. You know, 550 K-Fire is the official voice of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux that can be heard in every corner.
Well, not to mention, I'm one of the voices on the flagship in Grand Forks.
Yeah.
6.1, so I got to be ultra careful. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, right. So we'll try and get that taken care of. Speaking of universities, I was at the University of Mary last night. I just want to say a quick word about that, and we'll get to some other stuff here this morning, including Jesse's call, who's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. The show, after all, is What's on Your Mind. So we want to know what's on your mind. What is on my mind is a fellow by the name of Bishop Robert Barron was at the University of Mary. And I would guess the vast majority of our audience, they would not know that name. But if you are especially new media lover, that maybe happens to be Catholic, you know who Bishop Barron is, because he is very big in the new evangelization world. He told a neat story last night where his bishop at the time, Cardinal George, very influential person in the Catholic Church, who was the bishop in Chicago, went to see his boss, Pope John Paul II at the time. And Pope John Paul II says, hey, how you guys doing in Chicago with the whole new evangelization thing? And Cardinal George, uncharacteristically, was at a loss for words, like, the new what? Didn't quite get what you said there. Maybe I hear him going, Your Excellency, come on one more time. And how you doing with that new evangelization stuff? Let me get back to you on that. He comes back to Chicago. He says to, I guess, Monsignor Barron, probably, or Father Barron, hey, Bobby, what are we doing on this whole new evangelization thing? I need you to kind of take this and go. And he started something in the late 90s. Now it's become the Word on Fire Ministry, and they have 20 million views on YouTube, and they're taking off. Really, he's done this Catholicism series. Really, really done a nice job. Anyway, he's very influential. He's yesterday on campus at the University of Mary. Same thing today. And, of course, there's students there, and they're on fire. They're my 11th grade daughter said, Dad, you're going to see Bishop Barron, So it's pretty cool. That's what I love about the University of Mary. I mean, I don't think we as North Dakotans appreciate the intellectual firepower that's going on in that campus. It's just extraordinary. They're doing great things. And if you want to boil it down and say, okay, I don't get the Catholic thing, just boil it down to this. They are showing students, and they are showing young people, that you can go through life without things being about you. Does that make sense? A lot of kids, myself included, as a kid, thought the world revolved around me. I'm gonna do this. Everything was about you, right? And Monsignor Shea famously says, as does Bishop Barron, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about what you can do, what you can go out and be. But it's not about you. And if you find that place, it's liberating. And you really can achieve some extraordinary things. Ronald Reagan said it in another way, my favorite president. He said, there is no limit to what a man can do or where he can go if he doesn't mind who gets the credit. And we'll take the gender out of that and just say, there's no limit to what a person can do or where they can go if they don't care who gets the credit. If it's not about,
look what I've done. Look at my
the ego thing. So pretty cool. Great night out there, and kudos to Monsignor Shea for attracting the movers and shakers in this world to the campus of the University of Mary on that beautiful hill in Bismarck. Great night, great dinner, great event, a lot of fun. It was really, really neat. So just wanted to give a shout-out to my friends there. Jesse's on the road south of Beulah. You're on What's On Your Mind, so tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I just hit the interstate now, but if anybody's heading to Beulah this summer, remember they're tearing up that road and putting shoulders on it, so it's going to be a little slower. But one thing Thank I you. Wanted to see if you guys could touch on today and give some comment on, I didn't get to read it, but I guess our governor had an article in the Dickinson Press about the so-called deficit that North Dakota's in right now because of the oil collapse. And I don't have nothing against Doug Burgum. I might even vote for him. I don't know yet. But one of his ads talks about North Dakota's huge deficit. We don't have a deficit right now. We have reduction in spending because of the trigger that the legislature put in. And I think people are being misled or they don't understand that North Dakota is not in a deficit right now. And I'm wondering if you guys, with the show you do, you probably have some pretty good knowledge of this. Can you try to explain that to the listeners or get somebody on that can explain it to them?
We can in more detail, Jesse. It's a good suggestion, and I would say we have. I believe we were the first media outlet to ask Governor Dalrymple to respond to Doug Burgum's ads, and he did rather forcefully, especially on that deficit point, and then a few days later penned a op-ed that's been in a number of newspapers. So it's come up, but I think, it could be there in greater detail. I'm impressed, honestly, with people paying attention to this, because I think it's easy to see an ad and go, yeah, well, we ought to fix that. But a lot of the comments we've had and a lot of the Facebook posts on this have been, hey, that's dishonest. We don't have a deficit. And don't lie to me and say we do. Now,
I was hearing it a lot before I saw it on Doug's ad. I was hearing it from a lot of people in the public before that ad ever hit the TV. I think there's just a big misconception right now in general in our state by a lot of people about it.
Well, let me ask you this. I get the difference between a deficit and a budget shortfall, but is there a real difference? You still have less than you thought you did, so you have to go to other places to get it. Now, we're not having to, be in debt like the federal government is, because we can't be constitutionally. So it isn't truly a deficit. It's just we're pulling it from a different pocket. But is there something,
From what I understand, though, that it's not necessarily deficit spending either, because a lot of the items that were delved out by legislature were automatically rolled back. So instead of
you're right. We're not deficit spending. That's why there's the effort to reduce the spending. You're absolutely right, Jesse. Good call. Good suggestion. Appreciate it. Keep listening. Drive safe. Mike and Medina now.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth, me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
One of our fine listeners did. See, we just started Todd with the whole rum. I would tend to pick songs a little more along the Muppet side than the Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it, but you know what? All opinions are welcome. We asked
does
what's
get a
on your
the
mind.
Move, right?
Yeah, because of the name of the show. So 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Bake Flavor Hotline. By the way, we're going to be giving away some Cloverdale bacon again next week. And some of the folks in restaurants all across the great state of North Dakota that serve it up, like the Cottage Cafe, remember that? And I don't want to start naming them or I'll forget, but we have found fun little, what's the word, special neighborhood, just kind of, it's a joint, right? A great breakfast joint, right? Great lunch joint. They're called joints, aren't they? Your favorite little spots that serve up Cloverdale and have for decades, and so we're celebrating. We'll do a few more of those next week on the program. Looking forward to that very much. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Headlines in the Bismarck Tribune today: EPA looking to reduce methane gas. In this case, talking about companies voluntarily reducing emissions. There's not much about the EPA that's ever much in the way of voluntary, but the EPA is finding its way into many areas of your life, folks. And one area you need to worry about is whether or not the electricity you count on for your livelihood, maybe it's a business, maybe it's just heating your home, whatever, would be less reliable. The cost of that would be less affordable. If the EPA has, we are blessed with some of the most affordable electricity on the planet right here. And reliable as well. And the Clean Power Plan means to undo all of that. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Mike in Medina, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Scott, how are we doing today?
Great, how are you?
Oh, not bad. I'm not asked. Did you actually endorse anybody for the Republican Party that's running for governor on the caucuses?
No, I'm not big on endorsements as a talk show host. I mean, I basically tell you how I feel and where
that's
I'm at
good,
with the candidate.
That's what I was asking. I didn't know if you endorsed anybody. I just want to, you know, honest opinion between the three.
Yeah.
What's the major differences between the three of them?
You're asking what I believe the major differences are?
Right.
Well, so first of all, this is Wayne Stengem's race to lose. Okay? It really is. And so likely what will happen
he's way ahead in the polls.
Yeah. Now, are we talking about November? Are we talking about June? Are we talking about the convention and what the delegates are due? You know, is your question more who's going to be the next governor?
Yeah, I'm talking about actually the convention's tomorrow.
Okay, the Comanches tomorrow, you know, this is going to be interesting, but, you know, you got to say same thing. This is Wayne Stensham's race to lose, right? He's the favorite. He goes in. You have, you know, Rick Becker, who's, you know, second term as a state representative, but really political experience and you know, interchange with the delegates, much less so than Wayne Stensham, who's done this many, many times as attorney general, knows these people well. This is kind of his world, right? And then third, you have Doug Burgum, who's never done it before, right? And so Doug Burgum all along has basically been saying, I'm just doing this convention thing because I better do it, and I'll tick a lot of people off if I don't, but I don't believe I have any real chance, so I'll just tell you right now, I'm also going to do the primary, which can ruffle some feathers with people who are the delegates and say, wait a minute, that's our job to pick. Not the primary race, but they forget.
So are you saying Doug Burgum is like another Bernie, is like another Kasich?
How so? What's the comparison there?
Spoiler?
Oh, for the convention race? No, well, yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, I think, look, the more choices there are, the better, right? I mean, I don't think there should be an anointing. I think this is good for everybody. I think Doug Burgum makes Wayne Stensham better. I think Rick Becker makes them all better, right? So, you know, get into the race. But I would venture to guess, if you wanted me to guess, I'd guess that there will be a primary decision amongst the voters of North Dakota, Republicans, to decide, okay, who are we going to pick between Doug Burgum and Wayne Stensham? That'd be my guess. If I was to guess this weekend, you asked what I think will happen this weekend, I think Wayne Stensham wins.
Well, I am one of the delegates. I'll be at the convention tomorrow. And I was just trying to pick your brain between the three. But it looks like Wayne is pretty much the favorite, looks like. And Becker is probably number two, and Doug is probably number three.
Well, a lot of people are saying that. I think because of the ads and the profile that Doug Burgum has, I think that you know it's thought that he would be in second place. But I have a lot of people who believe, and I don't know that anybody's counted any noses or anything else, that Becker be two. Now, I asked Rick Becker specifically, are you asking for the order? And, you know, and have you talked to every delegate? And I was surprised that he hadn't sort of done as much of that as I thought he would. But he's got a good...
I did hear from the Wayne camp, but I did not hear from the Becker camp at all, no.
Well, that's right.
To tell you the truth, I'm kind of swaying towards Becker a little bit.
And what sways you towards Becker?
Well, I don't know. He just seems kind of like the underdog a little bit.
He is that. I think he's the most conservative in the race. I think he could probably make that case. I believe Rick Becker's pandered a little bit. I think he's pandered a little on the pro-life thing because he voted one way and then he changed his vote, you know, and I don't know that he's got a real good core there, but he's kind of tried to say, I got to go for that vote. You know what I mean?
I kind of want to give a new guy a chance instead of a guy who's been in there for years and years and years, been there, done that, you know. That's kind of how I feel a little bit.
That's interesting. I think the wild card maybe a little bit at the convention will be the pro-life crowd because of the pro-life crowd, which I would count myself among them, you know, on that really count the social issues as important to a vote. I think they're going to be asking a lot of questions, right? And, you know, I mentioned the Becker thing because he voted the wrong way. Really, he's been a little indifferent on it, you know, sort of answered the questions wrong early on, but then kind of came to a bit of a, you know, transformation on it. And
but he's not a professional, really a long-time professional politician either.
Yeah, so you could chalk it up to that. You know, I think he's actually been kind of political on his answer myself personally. But you know, just because he seems to see that as a weakness because Burgum won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And Doug Burgum is a social liberal. There's just no way around it. And until he tells me otherwise, I got to believe that's what he is. I mean, he doesn't think.
Isn't Doug one of the co-founders of Microsoft?
Well, he was a co-founder of Great Plains Software, which was sold to Microsoft, and he was in the Microsoft world.
There you go.
That may be the influence. I don't know. I would think a kid from
I think that's probably the influence there because those are the circles that has that kind of thinking.
I pressed pretty hard on the issue one day just to say, I got to know. You know, I got to know. You can't get by with no, you know. And he said, you know, 30 years of meetings, I don't get asked about this. So I think if you're staunchly pro-life, pro-traditional marriage, then Doug Burgum's not going to answer your question because he knows it's not going to satisfy you. And I don't like that, right? Now, that part I don't like.
Doug Burgum probably has the biggest war chest, though, doesn't he?
Oh, huge. Huge, 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 no doubt about it. And look, there's a lot to like about Doug Burgum on the business sense of what I would bring to government. And, you know, it's intriguing. It is intriguing. Now, if you're Stan Jim, you're going to say, look, I'm experienced. And I've been there, done that. I know how to, you know, work with the legislature. These are difficult times where, you know, our numbers aren't what they were. And, you know, he sort of got the steady hand at the wheel argument and a name ID and a personality, honestly, that's really good. I mean, Doug, Wayne's a nice guy. You know, I mean, you can't not be around Wayne and not think, hey, he's a nice guy. You know, he really is. So, you know, it's very interesting. It is. I like all these people. I don't want to say anything negative about any of them personally. You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Scott, I'm going to be honest. This is what I'm looking for. I know. I want a candidate that puts North Dakota first and the party second. Does that make sense?
It does, and I think actually all three could make an argument that they would do that. Wayne's the more establishment guy, certainly, but I think Wayne has shown an independent streak when he doesn't. I'll give you one example, and I didn't agree with it, but special places. You know, there were a lot of people in the party and that said, what in the heck are you doing? You know, you've made the worst political mistake of your life. So, you know, he's shown that before.
Well, a lot of these candidates, they'll put the party first, and then they'll think about the North Dakota second. And in the national side, they'll put party first, and they'll think about the country second.
Well, I'm not going to help your decision-making process, but I think all three could say that. I really do.
They're all, you know, basically, I'm looking for heart.
Yeah. You're looking for heart? Yeah, well, that's, you know, I mean, and I have to say that the heart question is what I question with Becker. I question
really?
Whether there's more of a political animal there than the heart is really there for it. Again,
really?
If I'm looking for a true, if I wanted a libertarian who just, you know, what will be, and I'll be solid conservative, he'd be my guy, okay? But I think heart for North Dakota and love for it, both Wayne and Doug could make the case. Now, Doug is not going to have the case of saying, I know what we need to do here. He can say, I know how to run a business.
I was looking for a candidate that's actually, would believe it or not, now, would actually step a little bit on the toes of the Republican Party if they put together a law or a bill that wouldn't be good for North Dakota and have the courage to say no to the party if it's bad for North Dakota.
Yeah. Well, I think Doug Burgum's sort of proven he's going to, you know, the heck with the party, I'm going to do what I'm doing. He's throwing a monkey wrench into the party stuff. So, and, you know, I guess Rick Becker's playing within the rules, and Wayne certainly would be more of them. But as I say, they all would maybe have a little bit of an argument in that area. One Facebook message from our listener said, Becker's the most constitutional candidate. Burgum has the best business chops. Wayne is an experienced government official. And, you know,
well, the experienced government official kind of worries me.
Well, I don't think we can.
Experienced government official. Got most of our problems now.
Yeah. If I was in Washington, D.C., I'd agree with you. But in North Dakota, I don't think being an experienced government official is necessarily a bad thing. You can keep the trains running. Mike, this has been a fascinating conversation. I don't know how much I helped, but I enjoyed chatting with you, and I appreciate it very much. Thanks. Went a little longer than we normally would with one caller, but it was fun. James and Hazen and a couple of guys on the road coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy. Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My Pillow, one of our fine sponsors, wanted me to tell you, you are special. That's right, folks. You're pretty darn special because you get to take advantage of a deal that only the listeners of What's On Your Mind have available to them. This is not available anywhere else in the MyPillow universe. It's the 4-for-1 deal, where you get the classic 4-pack combo for $99.98. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. Now, quick lesson on this. What, somebody called the other day saying, hey, I saw a pillow at Walmart for like $50. So, you know, if you're selling for $100 and it's a 2-for-1, same deal as buying the $50 one. It's not. There are different pillow levels. The one at stores that you see is something called a standard pillow. I equate it to most hotel pillows. This sort of, you know, average, not the high-end ones. Now, the classic is the pillow I sleep on, and it's great. They also have a premium pillow, and we have 2-for-1 deals on all those. But the 4-for-1 deal, you get two of the classics plus two of the travel pillows, which are really nice if you are traveling. You know, use that on the hotel pillow that's cruddy, and you got a better deal. Four of them for $99. So it's a really good deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right. I'm going to go quickly through all of these calls that are waiting to chant here because we did go along with the caller from Medina headed for the convention. Tom on the road. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just real quick. I know you're a real fan of Ronald Reagan, and I am too. Michael Reagan, North Dakota Inside Politics is a great website, and they picked up an article that Michael Reagan wrote that Trump is no Reagan Republican. And it's just a real good, that's NorthDakotaInsidePolitics.com. It's just a good website and conservative, and I just thought I'd throw that out for you and the listeners.
Appreciate that very much, Tom. Thanks a lot. Let's go next to James and Hazen. You're on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, James, how are you?
Good. Did you actually cue the show up to the Muppets?
Darn right. Yeah, it's a long story, but I started the show by saying I wish the rest of the audience could be with us during the breaks because very often Todd and Manny are, you know, exchanging songs that they think would be fun to play.
It's my fault.
That's great. I love it. So when I heard the Muppets before the show today, I'm like, we got to use that. So, yes, we did.
That's awesome. That's one of our favorite ringtones at the shop right now.
I
got a couple questions, a couple comments, however you want to put it. One would be, you know, Ted Cruz's dad, his name Raul, correct?
Raphael.
There was a little bit in his segment yesterday where he talked about something with Ted Cruz when he was a kid, how they sent him off to do basically learn conservatism and all that stuff. I was wondering if you guys could do a clip of that and put that on Facebook. That needs to be spread around so everybody can hear some of Ted Cruz's background. I think that's pretty important to hear, you know, this has been ingrained in him since he was a little guy. This isn't something he's just putting on for an election.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Manny, you got that? We'll pull that. I think it's towards the end of the interview. We'll put it up on Facebook today. It was my favorite part of the interview, too, because, one, it's the human side, right, rather than the campaign talking points. Did you recognize in your son very young that he could be a senator, a presidential candidate someday? And he said absolutely and talked about it was like a constitutional class in which he immersed himself in the tenets of the Founding Fathers at 11 or, you know, 14?
I think he was 9 when they started it.
Is that what it was, 9? Yeah, it was young.
Yeah.
It was definitely young. No, it's a good point. Good point. We'll do that, James.
And the other thing, you know, I'm also a delegate, and I've been kind of having some conversations with people around our area, and somebody had made the comment, and I won't mention his name, but, you know, he is in the legislature, and he was telling us that Rick Becker is considered the most conservative voter in his house that he's in, only on the principle that he voted no for everything. It didn't matter if it was a good bill, bad bill, whatever. He voted no on it. So now he can walk around toting that he is the most conservative, but really he is the biggest naysayer. So now how much that's true, I haven't really had a chance to look into his background and actually look at his voting record, but from what our representative was saying was that he witnessed it day after day that Rick would vote no on everything. So if it was a human services bill, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, he voted no. If it was something for abortion, he voted no. If it was something, you know, whatever, it was a no vote for him. Like I said, I didn't check his record. I can't say for sure that that's what it was, but this is coming from a representative who was working with him at the time.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll check it out, James, okay? Appreciate the call. Jeff on the road, about 45 seconds for you. Quickly, if you would, please, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, you're calling and asking, you know, to differentiate between the three governors. So, Wayne Stengem at the first debate, or one of the first debates in Minot, he was asked if he would have done anything differently as governor in terms of the budget and spending. And his answer was essentially, no, it wouldn't change a thing. It was all done great. Everything's great. But then you got Burgum who comes in, and I classify Burgum as the typical establishment Republican. He's the guy that's got all the money. He uses that money to influence people in the legislature to give him what he wants, to further his business interests. And for him, that's all about developing Fargo and the Red River Valley. Or, actually, Fargo, because he doesn't even really focus on Grand Forks. Then you got Rick, who is the true conservative. Rick Becker
is truly conservative. He has been probably the most vocal in the last legislative session or two.
Jeff, we're going to have to leave it there on your assessment of the candidate. Out of time.
You're
more coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following: a 2009 John Deere tractor, 9630, with only 960 hours, a 2012 John Deere 1890 NT 60-foot air drill, and a 2006 John Deere 9860 SDS combine. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.